match him last year, or is he saying, let's look ahead to this weekend and that's it?
I mean, each week is the opponent. This week is the Saints. You know, that's all we're focused on right now.
It's easy with all the hype about Brees Olivier to forget about Ingram, but he's a pretty good back.
Oh, yeah, he's a pretty good back. You know, he's going to run that ball. He's a powerful runner. You know, he can't sleep on him. You know, he can make big plays. And when they do run the ball, you got to look out for him. You know, they got other guys on their offense that could burn you deep, too. So, you know, right now we just got to get ready and prepare for them.
So many times people say first down is the most important down, but when you're playing a team that wants to play arena football, that just wants to wing it, and they could burn you on any down, I guess is what I'm saying. Do you have a philosophy about how to stop a team that's so explosive and so high-powered?
They got the weapons. You know, they got the weapons to do it. You know, they got a lot of fast guys, and then they got a great quarterback that can make the throws. So, you know, as far as the defense, you know, everybody's got to be on their P's and Q's, you know, dotting their I's and crossing their T's, and preparing for this weekend.
Thank you. How did you guys feel you played last week?
Well, I know we just got the win. We got the win, but you can never be satisfied. You know, there's always room for improvement. There's a lot of times when that we should have gotten off on third down and we didn't. You know, that's one thing we got to improve on. And, you know, as far as getting more pressure to the quarterback.
Olivia, if you do stop the run, how much easier does it make a few guys have to play their play action pass, knowing that maybe with your front seven, you don't have to drop that safety and you can stop and let guys get behind you on the play action?
Yeah, you know, you always want to – stopping the run is pretty much the priority. That's the one thing you got to do to set up the pass. And, you know, one thing coming in with this team this weekend, they love passing the ball. You know, they love passing the ball. They love mixing it up. They got a lot of weapons on the offensive side, and, you know, they have a great quarterback. So, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, putting pressure on Brees and, you know, trying to force him to make some type of error and, you know, just come in, be ready, because it's going
to
be a fight.
Since he gets rid of it so quick, do you also maybe get your hands up on the way to the quarterback, try to bat down some of those passes he tries to throw as quick off those three-step drops?
I mean, that helps. You know, that helps. You got to do it as much as you can to get in the passing lanes. Get in the passing lanes, because sometimes the ball gets out so fast that you got to put your hands up sometimes. So whatever we can do to, you know, get the put the pressure on or just deviate some of the throws.
Didn't have any sacks in that day, but when you drop holding
penalties,
that basically
just
as good as a sack?
Well, I'm just glad we won, man. I'm glad we won at the end of the day. And, you know, that's the game of football. You're going to get held. Calls are not going to get called most of the time. So it's part of the game, man.
Thank you.